Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that super tape pack in a sweaty unit coded, warehouse style vocal texture, made human and unstable on purpose. Then resampled and crushed like it went through an old sampler and finally chopped up so you can play it like proper jungle and old school DNB. This is Intermediate Ableton Live 12 territory, and we're mostly staying stuck. The big mindset for this whole lesson is simple. Don't treat the vocal like a polished top line. Treat it like a piece of found audio that's been performed, recorded badly, processed on a desk, and then reworked at 170 BPM. By the end, you'll have two things. 1. A repeatable vocal texture chain that makes a phrase feel like it's echoing through a warehouse. 2. A resampled sampler vocal instrument you can trigger as stabs, hooks, and call and response chops over breaks. Let's build it. First up, choose your source vocal and keep it raw. You can use anything. An MC shout, a short spoken phrase, a one-shot like listen, crew, one time, inside the ride, whatever fits your vibe. Short phrases tend to read best once we start crunching them. Drag that audio onto an audio track in Ableton. Then jump into clip view. Turn warp on. For a longer phrase, go Complex Pro. For simpler shouts, tones often keeps it a bit punchier and less smeary. Make sure the clip's timing makes sense. Either set the SAG BPM correctly or place a couple warp markers so it sits where you want. Now, quick gain staging. Before you add any effects, aim for peaks around -10 to -6 dB. Not because it's a magic number, but because it leaves headroom for reverb, saturation, and especially resampling without everything turning into brittle distortion too early. And here's a DNB specific note. Don't overclean. A tiny bit of room noise, mouth noise, or grit actually sells the realism. In this style, too pristine can sound fake. Next, humanize the vocal. Timing, pitch drift, and dynamics. The goal is human and unstable, not perfect and modern. Start with timing. Duplicate your clip so you've got a safety copy. Trim the start and end so it's not sloppy, but don't make it sterile. Then do a small nudge. Move the vocal slightly late, like 5 to 25 milliseconds. You can do this with track delay, or just move the clip slightly behind the grid. If you're repeating a stab, don't copy-paste the exact same placement every time. Vary the start by a few milliseconds between hits. It's the quickest way to get that performed feel, like someone triggering a sampler live. Now pitch drift. This is the old tape, old sampler movement. Option A is shifter. Drop shifter on the vocal track. Set it to pitch mode, not frequency shifting. Then automate fine, just a tiny amount, like -10 to +0.10 over time. If you want it to move on its own, use the LFO in shifter. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz and keep the amount extremely small. You want, is it moving or am I imagining it? That's the sweet spot. Option B is clip transpose automation. Automate it plus or minus 0.1 to 0.3 semitones over a bar or two. Again, subtle. Then dynamics. Add a compressor, but gentle. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the consonants. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just to smooth it without flattening it. After that, put a utility and automate gain slightly, like plus or minus 1 dB across different phrases. That little performance fader movement can make it feel like a human riding a desk. Before we build the space, one important coach note. If your S sounds are sharp now, they're going to become brutal after redux and drive. So if the vocal is sibilant, handle it now. A quick stock, de-esser trick, multiband dynamics, focus on the high band, pull the threshold down until the S drops maybe 2 to 4 dB, or use a Q8 with a narrow dip around 6 to 9 kHz, only where it's harsh. You can even automate that dip on the worst moments. Cool! Now we build the warehouse space chain. The vibe we're going for is quick slap reflections, plus a longer tail behind it, plus grime. And we're controlling it so it works at fast tempos. On the vocal track, load an audio effect rack or just place the chain in order. Start with EQ8. High pass around 100 to 160 Hz. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass. You do not want low rumble fighting your sub. If it's harsh, do a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe 2 dB, nothing dramatic. Next, echo for the slap. Set the time to 1/16th or 1/8th. For tight jungle, 1/16th usually feels snappier. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. Just enough to feel a wall reflection. Inside echo, use the filter. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. That's how you stop the slap from turning into fizzy mess over your break. Now hybrid reverb for the tail. Choose a convolution IR that feels like a warehouse, hall, or large space. Here's the trick that makes it work at 170+, pre-delay. Set pre-delay around 20 to 45 milliseconds so the vocal stays punchy and the reverb blooms after, instead of immediately masking the transient decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Then filter inside the reverb, high pass 250 to 500 Hz, low pass 6 to 9 kHz, dry slash wet around 10 to 25% if it's on the insert. Alternatively, you can run it fully wet on a return, but for this lesson we'll keep it simple and keep it in the chain. Then add saturator for grime. Analog clip or soft sign are good starting points. Drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on. And crucially, compensate output so you're not just tricking yourself with louder equals better. After that, auto filter. Low pass, 12 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere like 6 to 12 kHz, and automate it for transitions. Add a touch of resonance, 5 to 15%. This helps push the vocal behind the drums when needed, and it's a classic movement tool. Finally, a limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. This is not for loudness, just peak safety for when we resample. At this point, do a quick arrangement move. Automate a reverb increase at the end of a phrase to create a throw. That throw is basically a signature move in jungle, but also be disciplined. The throw should land after the phrase, then leave a gap so the tail becomes a transition instead of smearing the next vocal hit. Now we commit. Resampling time. Create a new audio track and name it something like Fox Resamp. Set its input. Audio from your vocal track. Arm it. And record 8 to 16 bars of you playing the vocal or just looping the section. If you're triggering it live, even better, because you'll naturally create little timing variations that feel authentic. And here's a really important workflow upgrade. Print in context, not solo. Let your break and bass play quietly while you record the resample. It forces you to make choices that actually fit. Where you leave space, how long tails can be, when throws make sense. At 174 BPM, a tail that sounds epic in solo can destroy your snare clarity in a full mix. Also, resample before and after crunch. Do two prints. First print, humanize plus warehouse space but no heavy bit crush. Label it something like VOX Wear Take 01 Clean. Second print, we'll do the crunchy chain and print that too, like VOX Wear Take 01 Crush. Later you can layer them. The clean one carries intelligibility, the crushed one carries attitude, and seriously, name and color your prints like a mini sample library. You'll thank yourself in a month when you've got a folder of your own rave vocals. Alright, now the crunchy sampler texture. On the resampled audio, add redux first. This is the main old sampler energy. Try bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Sample rate around 8 to 16 kHz. Start at 12 kHz. Then set dry slash wet anywhere from 30 to 70% depending on how aggressive you want it. Your target is, you can hear grit clearly, but you can still understand the words. If the vocal turns into pure sand, raise the sample rate a bit or reduce the wet. Next, add body and drive. If you have Roarin' Live 12, use it. Start with tape or overdrive, small to medium drive, and tame harsh highs with the tone controls. If you're not using Roar, use saturator instead. 2 to 6 dB drive, soft clip on. Then drum bus, yes, even on vocals. We are using it as a transient and speaker counter tool. Drive around 2 to 5, crunch 5 to 15%. Usually keep boom off for vocals unless you want a chesty rave-o that hits like a kick. Use damp to control fizz. Then EQ 8 to tame the aftermath. If redux is too crispy, low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. If the vocal lost its ability to cut through, add a small boost around 1 to 3 kHz. Just small moves. Extra spice if you want that mixed on a desk vibe. Put a compressor after the crunch chain and sidechain it from the snare. Not heavy. 2 to 4 dB gain reduction on snare hits is enough. It tucks harshness right when the snare lands, and the grit pops back in the gaps. It's tempo-aware crunch. Now we chop it and turn it into an instrument. Take your best resampled chunk and drag it into Simpler on a MIDI track. Put Simpler in slice mode. Slice by transient to start. Adjust sensitivity until the slices make sense and you're not getting a million tiny cuts in the noise floor. Choose gate if you want tight stabs that stop when the note ends. Choose trigger if you want each slice to play through. Now shape it like a classic sampler. Use Simpler's filter. Low pass, 12 dB. Cut off around 6 to 10 kHz. Amp envelope. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 350 ms. Sustain low, like 0 to 30%. Release around 50 to 150 ms. This keeps it snappy, perfect for jungle stabs. Add a tiny pitch envelope for that little chirp on hits. Amount plus 3 to plus 12, decay 30 to 90 milliseconds. That micro pew at the start makes slices feel like hardware. If you want even more realism, modulate start position slightly so each trigger is a tiny bit different. In Live 12 you can do subtle modulation, otherwise automate start a hair. It mimics inconsistent triggering on old gear. Now let's place it in an actual DNB arrangement, because that's where this either works or falls apart. Think in a 16-bar loop. You've got your break, maybe a man or think chops. You've got a rolling res or sub and mid layer, and now the vocal is going to be call and response, not constant talking. Try this placement. Bars 1 to 2, a sparse listen stab right on beat 1. Bars 3 to 4, an answer phrase on the end of 2, so it syncopates against the break. Bars 7 to 8, a reverb throw into a mini drop or a transition. Bars 15 to 16, the heaviest, most crushed fill, plus a filter sweep to push into the next section.